You're with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
To Wandile Sehlobo we go, the agricultural economist at the Agricultural Business Chamber. What are the harvests looking like? I see grape farmers in the Western Cape are very excited about their grape harvests and turning the grapes into wine. It's a little bit drier up country in some parts and some pretty hefty temperatures as well, Wandile. What's the grain harvest looking like this year?
Now, those are absolutely correct observation, Bruce. I think this year we will have a decent grain harvest. We are looking at about 15 million tons or so of maize, and I think that's the message coming from others like the USDA and other colleagues. But, of course, we do have, even in the grain area, some regions that are under irrigation, as you know, Bruce, about 20% of our maize, 50% of soybeans. So we are watching in those areas to say, how will the yields look like? But with all the information we have so far, I think we'll still remain in decent position in as far as the supplies of grains.
That's good news, Wandile. And we're moving from a La Nina to an El Nino phenomenon, which does suggest perhaps weather patterns changing once again to slightly drier patterns in the years ahead. But these things are, of course, a variable. There are things that should be in our control that are not in our control. One of those is energy. One of those is energy provision. The agricultural sector increasingly is dependent on energy as they embark on things like, for example, irrigation, but also dairy farmers have been, in some cases, pouring money, milk out into the veld because it's, you know, they've not been able to keep the cold chain going. Load shedding, as Astral Foods told us this week, is getting increasingly expensive for farmers to absorb.
Yeah, absolutely, Bruce. And I think on the first point on the going on to an El Nino, I think that is something we will worry a lot, especially around about October when we start to plant the 2023-24 crop. And I think it's going to be a major break from what we have had, because you recall we've had about four seasons of good rainfall. And we always fear when people talk about an El Nino to say, will it take us down the path which we have been in 2015-16, where it was fairly dry and we ended up being our net importers of even stable grain like maize. So we are watching and we will see if it will be an intense one or a relatively easier one. But I do think that in the near term, the point you're raising, and I wouldn't even end it on the farmer side and say even up the value chain, if you think about the colleagues in the baking, milling, and everybody else are really under strain by load shedding. But where, Bruce, I gain a little bit of hope is that the colleagues have raised this with the minister or Didiza and the management at Eskom, and there are conversation, a task team that Minister Didiza has put in place. I'm part of that task team to say, how should we be thinking about some of the interventions that could be made, either to incentivize those that can do their own generation or to have a conversation with Eskom in consideration of these areas that are all critical when we think about food security. So that conversation is the one that gives me hope. But broadly, of course, I mean, we've read, as you say, Astral and the others that we see that they are bleeding day by day. So the situation is quite serious for businesses.
Yeah, again, in the short term, we're okay. In the medium to longer term, as always, there is uncertainty. What we tend to ignore in times of uncertainty is how the power of human intervention resolves many of the problems that we can anticipate. We create other problems, of course, in the process, but we've got quite a solutions-minded agricultural sector in South Africa. It's had to be.
Yeah, absolutely, Bruce. I mean, the guys are looking at this and saying, okay, can we do a bit of our own generation when it comes to power? So there will be solutions that will come, but some are identifying some of the hindrances that are there in the system, which the folks in government can pretty much look into that. But also the government itself, the Department of Agriculture, has to look on its pockets and say, can you incentivize those that are under irrigation so that they are able to put those own generation systems, either by giving a subsidy for a biogas, solar, or anything they can put in place. But all of those will be medium term. In the short term, you really have to have a properly planned load shedding schedule, hopefully not an intense one like what we see nationwide. But that involves a couple of technicalities, Bruce, that will have to be discussed. But the key point, Bruce, here that I want to emphasize is that in the near term, we're not experiencing food security major risks where I could say we are running out of things. But the concerns are there for businesses because we will not be in that part if interventions are made. To understand that, if you look at how food prices in general we are looking at, we're still sitting with numbers that are pointing to something around about 6%, 6.5% of food price inflation this year, down from about 9.5% last year. And even if you look at the guys at the Reserve Bank, I think they were talking about their food numbers at 7% for this year. So, but all of those are assuming that there will be near-term interventions that could be done to assist the key areas of the food value chain as well as the primary agriculture that do need energy to be operational.
Thank you, Wandile Sehlobo, South Africa's most credible voice on farming and agriculture. He's an agricultural economist at the Agricultural Business Chamber.